This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We head over to the third and final hour of the show. Yes, it's a Tuesday, so we do have a Health Talk Tuesday, as we usually do every Tuesday right here on the Hlanganani Midday Show, connecting your mornings to your afternoons. Today, we're speaking with Usisi Veli Wakangema, who's joining us from Higher Health, joining us live right here on MUT Radio. We're speaking mostly about Wano Higher Health, was what do they actually do, and Dean Weneng Akusiza is a student. Actually, corner lapa. So we're just gonna quickly welcome Nienosis Ngema, Miss Ngema, actually right here on MUT Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling, you know, I have a little bit of mixed emotions, but I would say I'm great.
Hopefully, once we get the ball rolling, you will get into one emotion. But yeah, let's get the ball rolling. So we're speaking about Higher Health. Someone out there might not know who see actually the MUT days, Higher Health, or there is somehow any connection with Higher Health. So can you bring us into light with what are we actually talking about?
Okay, so Higher Health is here on MUT. We are working together with MUT, and Higher Health is an organization that works hand in hand with DHET, Department of Higher Education and Training. So Higher Health is an NGO that focuses on improving the health and the well-being of the students and the students' community in general.
Okay. Baby, I just want to know, Guti, because I know, Guti, you play a role in students, but can we be specific on which role do you actually play in students' lives?
For me, I am the campus care worker here at Mango City University of Technology. And I am the campus care worker, my role involves facilitating dialogues with students, raising awareness on certain topics, which could be mental health, HIV and AIDS, gender-based violence, substance abuse. And I work closely with students. So by students, at large, I work closely with peer educators as well as peer helpers.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
That is very nice. But I also heard about something called Usivic, if I believe. A little bit, it told me about something called Usivic. Can you tell us more about that?
Higher Health do have a program that is called Usivic. It's basically civic health peer education program.
Okay.
It's a program. It's an online program. I would say it's more like an extracurriculum that students usually do, you know, just to make their CVs more appealing when they're applying for jobs. Yes. So the program is it's an online program that we provide as Higher Health, you know, just to equip students with certain skills, leadership skills, communication skills. So the minute they do this program, I provide support as I'm here on campus full time. So I provide support and everything that the program requires for students.
Oh, nice. So I know last year, a big corner the program, I remember some of the people I knew, they were there, Bashan Utsisya, Gule program from Xeni up until Ndamba Amanje, but everything was provided, Gule and everything. But also, is it taking place this year? That is what I actually want to ask.
Well, that's a good question, because I am currently running a recruitment. I am recruiting for my second camp. Well, we usually call this program a camp rather than a training, you know, because this year I am recruiting students. So every student that would like to, you know, join the program, they can come to my office. And the program, I would say this year, I have started doing the preparations for my second camp. So the students can join, obviously, and everything. If they have further information that they require, they can come straight to my office. But just to sum it up, the camp is taking place this year, and it will be around May or late May after they are done with exams, of course. So yeah.
Because I also want to ask, is there any criteria that that is required from you as a student to be able to enter this program, or any students can enter?
Well, the first requirement is that you must be an MUT student.
Okay, obviously. Yes.
So you have to be an MUT student, and you have to have your matric certificate, obviously. Yes. So when you want to join, you have to be an MUT student. You have to bring your highest qualification. I would say matric, preferably. And then you have to bring your ID copy and your enrollment status. You know, proof of registration, the one with the stamp at the bottom.
All right.
Yes. So they can just bring that to apply.
That's it.
It's a very good program, and I just wish students can actually join, because when you get to university, we do not just only learn, but you have to explore feed your mind with fresh new information.
Oh, that is nice. Hopefully more students will join now as they are hearing Wootsie. It's actually a program that could help improve also your CV, as you said earlier on. So I'm sure it could help you with a lot of things. But also, if you also said, Wootsie, they can't get a hold of you, maybe how can they get a hold of you? A number, email?
Okay, so firstly, my office is at the Children's Center, floor minus one. And my email address is velisiwe.ngema at mut.ac.za. So if they have any further questions. But I'm in a very lot of WhatsApp groups, even here on campus. Okay. So many students are familiar with me, so... a word of mouth, because students really, really share
information
very
easily.
Yes, so it's easy to even get hold of me like that. So that's basically about that.
Oh, thank you very much, Ms. Ngema. Thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio. We hope more students actually join this year. I'm sure it was successful also last year, but I'm sure you're looking for to increase numbers now.
Yes. We're looking to increase numbers, but the most important thing is that the program is an NQ5 certification. Mm. It's accredited by QTCO. So you can even apply using it for jobs in NGOs, So it's a very good program. That's why I encourage students to join.
Ah, nice. Thank you very much once again. Hopefully we'll have an amazing day as well.
Thank you.
Yes, that was Miss Ngema joining us live right here on MUT Radio from Higher Health. She's situated at MUT campus. Ushoguthi yatholakala at floor one, a student center. So also I keep an email yakhe. So you can make sure that you go and ask her questions if there are any questions or further questions that you have or you need more clarity. But also, if you got a hold of this interview a little bit late, it's going to be there on our podcast no later than today. So you can just download the MUT Radio app on Google Play Store and also on Apple App Store. Right now, let's quickly go to this side. When we come back, we get it back with more music right here on the Hlangalani Midday Show.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.